single living thing, coating all like corpses juice. The slow rot pulls everything down into the swamp of disease. The living are decomposing smaller than me. Sunk, shrunk out of sight, encased within its womb of decaying sickness, to wither and die, fade and vanish, never to resurface. All creatures I digested turn into fragments of their former selves. The slow rot has got a hold of my frame, pitting it like rust does to metal. It is a firm gripped hand on everybody. I am no exception. Mental case, malice. The slow rot was engaged long ago. Long before there was a planet for life to evolve on. Long before there was a galaxy to house a planet to house life forms. The slow rot has always existed and will always exist. It is part of us. There is no way to elude it. The slow rot manifests itself in the flesh every now and again, rearing its ugly head to reassure disbelievers that the dead can and do walk among us. The ones who follow and praise the slow rot are weak and blinded by its spell. The mysticism and awesome wonder it holds is the same effect that the highway has on people. It's the journey that makes people yearn. It's the quest and the thrill of adventure that makes people burn. The slow rot shares these qualities, but it is the disillusion of the joy of the journey that it is not a good road to be on. For one, it is a rough road of decay, and two, the destination is always the same. Death. The slow rot is like a vacant old house that was once a beautiful structure. Now it is decrepit and grown in by trees that have tried to suffocate this ancient wooden domain. This house that used to be full of family activity all year round is used for summer vacations by distant relatives to long dead original occupants. All that remains in the house are heirlooms nobody cared to own and makeshift beds. The mattresses are musty and stained with bodily fluids, all of which have received much use by adolescents trying to relieve themselves of their sexual tensions. The slow rot is like making love in this old house that has the lingering stench of mothball gas. This vacant, dead-aired place holds the heat well in pelvic bones, slamming summers, grinding away night and day in ghosts, floating eyes, gazing, blazing, finger-pointing, shameful stares until guilt sets in and makes deviants pack up their vagabond belongings and move on. The slow rod is a brand new, glossy black, glistening chrome hearse speeding down a wilderness-surrounded highway, driven by a stereotypical, beautiful, white, soft-skinned, shiny, blonde-haired, slim, strong-figured, two handfuls per-breasted late-teen female cruising around looking for all walks of gorgeous men to fuck in the back of her hearse with the corpses she is transporting across the country. Slow rot is not semen running down the left side of a female lover's face, nor is it vaginal juices dripping off nose and within the mouth sliding down the inside of a male lover's throat. One thing it definitely is no love fuck affairs gurgling across the world, frontwards and backwards in time.